Welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. I can't thank you enough for listening today. We have a wonderful program today with some really good blues artists. We've heard from Walter Trout, we've heard from Eric Gales, and let's hear some more. How about let's listen to Mr. Larry McCrae and Good Die Young.
Thank you.
Screw, that was Last Hand of the Night from Mr. Larry McCrae. Let's see, before that, that was what song that was? Oh, Good Die Young. You know, Larry McCrae is a great artist. He's one of those artists you don't hear a lot about, and I actually discovered him by accident. You know, I like the song Soul Shine, you know, from Government Mule and the Allman Brothers. And I'm scrolling through YouTube one day, and I see Larry McCrae, and he did it with a big Gibson Flying V, and he did just a wonderful job of it, and he put his own spin on it. If you listen to him, you know, he is blues. He's got a lot of soul, a lot of R&B, and almost a gospel feel to it, and he just nailed that song. The first one we heard, Good Die Young, you could really hear the gospel influence in that. And Larry McCrae, he's just a wonderful guitarist. He's a big man. He's from Magnolia, Arkansas. And at 12 years old, his family moved, I think it was Saginaw, Michigan, I believe. And he said his main influences were Freddie King, Albert King, and B.B. King. Go figure. Everything goes back to the Three Kings at some point. And if you heard that second song right there, Last Hand of the Night, there's a lot of Freddie King influence in that song right there. You know, when he got out of high school, he went to work for General Motors. And him and his two brothers started a little band, and they started playing the clubs around Detroit, and they did pretty good. And then he started paying his dues, and he recorded his first album in a friend's basement studio. It must have been a pretty good studio, because the album sounded pretty good. Not only Soul Shine, but you listen to his version of Blues Is My Business. That is a wonderful song. And just like all them other guys, he tours a lot. I mean, you know, a couple, 300 days a year. I don't know what it is about these blues guys, but they just like to tour. All right, let's keep going here. How about a South Carolina young blues artist right here? How about Mr. Marcus King, Wildflowers and Wine?
Wildflowers and wine. The old scratchy record plays in the background of our lives. We're still here dancing after all this time. Wildflowers and wine. I walk through fields of evergreen. Sing. I pick them one at a time. Wildflowers and wine. Oh, I can't help it. Oh, is one you can't keep.
Mr. Marcus King, a beautiful stranger. What a wonderful song that is. That is just a fabulous song. And before that, we heard Wildflowers and Wine, another wonderful song. I love me some Marcus King. He's kind of new on the scene. He's only 28 years old, which is a baby for these blues guys, I suppose. He's a fellow South Carolinian. He's from Greenville, South Carolina. His father was a musician as well, Marvin King. He's a well-known guitarist around the Greenville area. And at age 8, Marcus King got to play on one of his father's records. No, I think he started playing at 8 and he got on the record at 11. That's pretty good. You know, 11 years old, already playing on a record. If you listen to him play, yes, it's blues, but there's a lot of soul. There's a lot of R&B and a lot of gospel. A lot like, you know, Larry McCrae, just a few songs earlier. He gained a lot of recognition. There's a really great guitar store in Los Angeles called Norman's Rare Guitars. And a lot of times he'll have young people in there and they're playing the guitar and he thinks they're pretty good. And he'll film them and he'll put them on YouTube. Well, Marcus King did it, and I think it was in 2014. And he's still a very young man. And he got millions of hits on YouTube. I mean, millions. And that one little video did a lot for his career. You just never know. You never know what it's going to take. You know, you got to be good. You got to work hard. But every now and then you hit just that spark, that lightning in a bottle that sends you to the next level. 2019, he recorded his first album, El Dorado. 2022, he recorded his second album, Youngblood, and it debuted at number one on the Billboard chart. That's pretty good for your second album ever. And the album was also voted the 12th best guitar album of the year by Guitar World Magazine. That's pretty good. He's one of my favorite guitarists, and I like the fact that he's from here from South Carolina, and he's just a little different. And I guess everything evolves, even the blues. But hey, listen here. Don't go away. We have more in store for you. We have some more songs, and we're going to talk a little bit more. And if you have a request or any comments about the show, drop us a line. WVFFradio.com. We love to hear from you. We'll be right back. You're listening to Red, White, and Blues, WVFF Radio 97.7.